Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, the big new Broadway show seems to be Birthright by Tony Award winner Jonathan Spector. He's the man behind Eureka Day, by the way. It's at the MCC Theater, directed by Teddy Bergman and featuring an ensemble cast. The production traces the evolving relationships of six friends who met through the Birthright program years before. Very contemporary story, obviously, with the Mideast now even more of a hotbed of discussion. And let me just say, I have known Teddy Bergman since he was a very young man, starting out with a company doing immersive theater called the Woodshed Collective. I believe I was his first board member. It's lovely to see someone stick with their dreams. He also directed Mother Russia this past season, which was a terrific show. Meanwhile, across the pond, as they say, the West End's Duke of York's Theater, that's a famous one, but it's being renamed after the late and great playwright Tom Stoppard. It currently houses his 1993 play, Arcadia. The same play was revived at the theater in 2009, and Stoppard's Rock and Roll played the Duke of York's in 2006. Stoppard is the recipient of an Oscar, 3 Olivier Awards, and 5 Tony Awards, among other honors. Like so many others, I was a huge Stoppard fan. I believe the first show my dad took me to on Broadway was Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. It's funny because many theaters, or several theaters in New York, are named after playwrights. Okay, for things to catch now on or off Broadway, we have the Whoopi monologues. Now, in 1984, Whoopi Goldberg made her Broadway debut with a solo show bearing her name and made up of short pieces. Well, now it's back with 5 performers taking on the gallery of characters that Goldberg used to handle on her own. The cast is made up of Dominique Fishback, Keshia Lewis, Danielle Pinnock, Kerry Washington, and the peerless Kerry Young. That is quite a cast. And that one has just started at the Mitzi Newhouse Theater. That's upstairs at Lincoln Center. And while the public theaters, Romeo and Juliet, is at Shakespeare in the Park as we speak, the 31st season production of Shakespeare in the Parking Lot, yes, you heard that right, is As You Like It, playing through August 1st, Thursday through Saturdays at 7 p.m. This is in the parking lot next to the Lower East Side Prep, 145 Stanton Street. Now, heading to Broadway now, we have some golden oldies. Galileo with the great Raul Esparza. The Fantastics, which played for decades at a tiny little venue off Broadway, is finally going big time. Sound of Music, back after 30 years. Damn Yankees with the new, shall we say, take on race. And a revival of Other Desert Cities. That one boasts the cast of the season, I would say. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Ed Harris, Allison Janney, Laura Dern. And then there is Wanted, about 2 amazing sisters in history. That show did very well at the Paper Mill Playhouse. And another old treasure, Awake and Sing. Now, this production with Danny Burstein and Jessica Hecht, thank you, God, 2 of my favorites. Anyway, that's coming back, Awake and Sing. And, of course, Billy Crystal's one-man show called 860 is en route, about how he found hope and humor through a devastating year of loss. Laura Linney is returning to Broadway in a play by David Hare called Montauk. And there's a new play coming by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins called Gloria. He, of course, has won at least 1, maybe 2 Tonys recently. Here come Schoolgirls or the African Mean Girls Play. That's what it calls, Schoolgirls or the African Mean Girls Play. I saw that one in LA years ago, which brings me to one of my favorite subjects, why it takes shows so long to hit the big stages. And my suggestion for a new Tony category, an award for longest play in gestation? Well, my first nomination would go to Dog Day Afternoon, which is just closing this week, by the way. Somewhat surprising since it starred John Bernthal and Ivan Moss-Bachrach, both from TV's The Bear, which has just started its latest season, by the way. Anyway, in case you think this adaptation of the Al Pacino film was a bright new idea, Well, know that I saw Reading many years ago at a writers' festival in Ojai, California. That's an annual summer event where new plays are tested. Some move upward and onward, but most do not. Bernthal was a draw for that as well. The reading was well done, I remember, actors holding scripts and yet capturing the audience's attention. It was well done. There was already hopeful buzz that it was heading to New York. I spoke after the reading with its playwright, Stephen Adley Grigis, the award-winning writer of From Riverside to Crazy. I asked if it wasn't risky to take on such a beloved property. Hey, if someone is going to F it up, he said, it might as well be me. It came out pretty well, though not with the results that show would have wanted. And then there was Just in Time, the Bobby Darin tribute, which I saw at the 92nd Street Y at an early tryout, more than a decade ago. A seasoned playwright, Warren Leight, and director Alex Timbers were brought in, and different styles were tried. But its star, even then, Jonathan Groff, stayed with it and made it even more of an interactive experience with the audience. Now, that one, of course, remains at the Circle in the Square, though the lead actors have changed a few times. And I believe I've previously mentioned, I'm sure I have, A Face in the Crowd. A stage version of that great 1957 movie seemed a hot prospect, especially when Elvis Costello came in to do music. But then COVID hit. The producers eventually found a place to try it out in London, though, and now a top director may be attached, so all appendages crossed, as we say. Speaking of London, a stage version of High Noon was in process for a long time with a script by Oscar winner Eric Roth. Well, it finally landed on the West End with Billy Crudup in that title role. Will it come to America, where of course it takes place? Who knows? Eric Roth told me, I've had movies take 10, 15 years to be made. My play saw the light of day after 5. I always consider it a blessing to be heard. Daryl Roth, who has been in the business long enough to have a venue named for her in New York, she told me, I think Dog Day is a specific example of how getting a play with stars attached is different. And even so, it took 6 years. We are still dealing with the COVID interruption, she said, so that plays that might have been in the pipeline or in development in 2019 or 2020 could have been lost in the backlog. Development-wise, regional and nonprofit theaters, which have always been the lifeblood of new play development, have experienced funding cuts and smaller budgets and thus seasons with fewer plays, end quote. Well, Daryl Roth is right on, and aside from companies like Steppenwolf in Chicago, off-Broadway may be a safer, less expensive route these days. Oh, Mary, which is a huge hit now on Broadway, that started downtown, as did Hell's Kitchen, Suffs, and dare we remind you, Hamilton? Anyway, I'll leave it there for this week. Take yourself to the stage closest to you, and I'll catch you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.